So the question was asked, isn't the Rambam's work the greatest work that was written from the time of, you used the words, from the time the Torah was given from Sinai? For sure not. For sure not. I mean, the Rambam bows out to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah was greater than the Rambam. The Rambam bows out to the Talmud, so the Talmud was greater than the Rambam. And the Rambam bows out to the Gaonim that preceded him, as you will find, in the laws of Shemitah, and in the laws of other laws. Shemitah. The Rambam says, I think like this, but the Gaonim say like that. And the custom is like them, so go like them. And how you count the years, the whole cycles of the years. It's the one place where the Ravid says, no, the Rambam's right. And the Rambam says, no, the Rambam's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's one place where they argue backwards. The Rambam says, I think this, but the Gaonim before me said like that, so I go with them. You know, it's ridiculous statements. They don't have any beginning of footing. The Rambam sometimes differs with his predecessors with great awe. Look at how the Rambam writes about Rav Sadia Gaon. What a great work he wrote. You know, who can say such a thing? The greatest work since Sinai. It happens to be a phenomenal and unusual work that is encompassing like no other work. It's true. The Rambam's work is encompassing like no other work. That doesn't give it any halachic validity. It gives us great awe for the greatness of the Rambam. The Rambam was a great person. But halacha is not defined just by how great a person is. That's what we spent time explaining earlier. Now, regarding the greatness of the Rambam, we're really entering a realm which I don't want to enter, but you guys are mature enough that I'm going to enter it, but with a grain of salt. We don't have a measuring tool to start deciding, this rabbi, okay, we'll give him 80, and this rabbi, well, we'll measure him up to 90, and that rabbi, who are we to give marks? We begin to understand their greatness. So the Ravid, Rav Avraham Avbezdin, who differs with the Rambam, he was the rabbi of the day. The Rambam was a youngster in his time. The Ravid was the old Rosh Yeshiva. And the Ravid looked down at the Rambam. You see how the Ravid comments on the Rambam. He didn't know what he was talking about here. He didn't know what he was talking about there. What was he thinking when he wrote this? You see, the Ravid went over it. He said, I see this young rabbi put out a work. I got to put my footnotes. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the day. So the Ravid went over it the way a Rosh Yeshiva would go over a youngster who put out a work. This really doesn't make sense. And this, wow, I don't know what he's thinking when he writes this. Look at how the Ravid writes. Look, you'll see. That's how the Ravid writes, because he's looking at a youngster. This young rabbi put out a work. He certainly wasn't taken that way by the Rambam. We, today, in retrospect and in hindsight, we look and we say, wait, the Rambam was a giant. We don't have a work in many respects that comes close to the Rambam's work that's all-encompassing, the laws of Mashiach, the laws of Eretz Yisrael. That's true, the Rambam's work is gigantic. That has no implication on how we accept the Rambam in halacha. None. It's true, his work is gigantic, fine. He was a giant. Now the area where I really don't know if I should touch on or not, we can't measure the rabbis and start saying, this one, oh, he's the greatest since Moshe. I don't know who put that on the Rambam's tombstone. Mimoshe ad Moshe lo kam kemoshe. I don't know. The Rambam really is a giant. Were the Tosafists bigger than the Rambam? That happens to be a machlokes Shulchan Aruch Rambam. Rav Moshe Isserles, the Rambam, who wrote the Minhag for Ashkenazim, writes openly in his work, the Darkei Moshe, in his work on the Tur, that the Tosafists were more than the Rambam. They came after the Rambam and saw his work in Halacha Kibasroi, and they were greater than the Rambam. So, with all due respect to whoever thinks he can decide who is greater, there was a giant that all of Ashkenazic Jewry goes by, called Rav Moshe Isserles, who happened to have thought differently. And it is unclear that the Beis Yosef really differed with him on this point. The question is, why did the Beis Yosef side with the Rambam in certain halachic issues and give the Rambam such halachic weight that he takes all the Tosfis, when the Shulchan Aruch decides halacha, he says best of three. We have Rambam, Rif, Rosh. Now the Rosh usually is representative of the Ashkenazi opinion of the Tosfis. The Rambam and the Rif usually side with one another with the Sfaradi opinion. So when you're taking best of three, and two of your voters are on one side, and one's on the other side, which is usually the way it's going to be broken up, so then you're usually going to side with those two, right? It's not 100%, but The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch most often sides with the Rambam as opposed to the Tosfos. That's why we say Shulchan Aruch is the way Sephardim have a custom, and the Rambam is the way Ashkenazim have a custom. And in a few places, the Rambam openly exclaims, "Chai Roshi, I can't understand why he went with the Rambam when you have so many Tosfos who disagree, and they were." And then he says, "They were later, they were greater, etc." So I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch really held the Rambam was greater. You see, the Shulchan Aruch didn't side with the Rambam. But where the Shulchan Aruch had Rambam plus Rif, he gave them two votes. Where we would say, you know, the Rambam learned from the Rimagash, who learned from the Rif, they did have a similar tradition, so it's like a little hard to understand why he gave them two votes, and the Rush, which really represents many Tosfos rabbis, he gave them only one vote. That needs understanding. So that's a good question, what the Beis Yosef held. The only source where we have a rabbi who lived only 200 years after them, and was of the stature who could actually say such a sentence, who's big, actually indicates the other way, right? So I would be careful. I would never say these things. But being that you guys are bringing it up, so I'm mentioning it. But these are things that you got to be careful with. I mean, you're talking about giants, you know. The Rambam, giant. We don't begin to understand the greatness of the Rambam or any of the people we're talking about. I mean, they're giants, and far be it from us to start measuring and saying who is greater. I'm only quoting what the Rambam says. I would never say such a thing. I have no idea. I don't begin to fathom what it means to be up there, or to even see up there. It's beyond me. God.